This is Tom DiMeo. On a recent main menu program, Randy Fermente talked about his NFB Trans program, which, among other things, converts grade 2 Braille to text or text to grade 2 Braille. It's a wonderful little program. It's free, but it's a DOS program. And seems like there are more and more people who don't have a DOS screen reader or aren't familiar with DOS. And anytime you mention anything with DOS in it, they tend to shy away from it and think that it's unusable. I put together a little process here that will run the NFB Trans program from Windows, and I think it's fairly painless. Randy did go into an explanation of how you can go into file types and set up a file type of BRF and type in some DOS commands, and then when you click on a file with an extension of .brf, NFB Trans will run and do the conversion for you, but that was a little complicated, I thought. I've been working on computers, I guess, now for, my oh my, about 34 years, computers of one type or another, and I don't even like going into that file types thing and doing things. It's a little daunting, to say the least. So maybe if there's someone out there interested in a little Braille translation program and don't want to pay lots of money for some of the commercial ones, this would be a good alternative. I'd like to thank a few people who helped me test the program: Gail Selfridge, Pam Quinn, and Daniel Burton. Thank you, folks. The one thing that might be a problem with NFB Trans is that since it is a DOS program, it will not handle long file names. Those are file names that have a file name more than 8 characters in length or an extension that's more than 3 characters in length. There are ways of working around this, and I think probably the easiest thing would be if you have a file that you want to convert from text to Braille or Braille to text, and it is a long file name, just rename it, do the conversion, and then take the converted file and rename it back to whatever you want it to be. There's another way to do this by using the DOS equivalent to a long file name, which is the first 6 characters of the file name, followed by the tilde symbol, and then a number. And I'll go into how you can find out what the equivalent DOS file name is of a long file name after I demonstrate this little process. Everything you need is in a self-extracting file, and you can get it. I'll give this website again at the end of this review, but you can get it at www.tjsite.org/bt. That's a webpage I set up just for this, and there are 3 links on it. There's a link to download the self-extracting file that I'm going to demonstrate here shortly. There's another link where you can download an MP3 file of what you're listening to now. Of course, you'll also be able to get this from the main menu archives. Then there's a 3rd link that you can use to listen to a streaming version of this file. I've downloaded the program into the folder where I put everything that I download, temporarily at least. It's called temp-dl, and it's on my C drive. There's, of course, a couple of ways you can get to the file once you download it. You can get to it from Windows Explorer or my computer and then just press enter on it when you've selected it. Or you go to the Run dialog box, which is the way I'm going to do it, which is a little more difficult, I suppose. But use Windows key and R to bring up the Run dialog box.
Compo, edit box, O equals opens.
And I'll key in C:\tempdl\bt.exe, which is the name of the self-extracting file, BT standing for Braille Translator, of course.
C:\temp-dl\bt.ext.
Oops.
GP, desktop, edit box, F equals unzip to folder, CBG, dialog, winzip self extractor, BG.x, close box, to unzip all files in BG.x to the specified folder, press the unzip button, default, U equals unzip button, W equals run winzip button, F equals...
Okay, this brings up the standard dialog box when you have a self-extracting file and puts you on an edit box where you can key in a drive and file name or drive and folder name if you don't want to use the default. The default is C:\BT.
CBT.
Punctuation isn't turned on, so it just said CBT. But that is C:\BT, and if you want to use a different drive and folder, just key it in. Then you can tab.
B equals browse dialog
button. To a browse button if you want to browse your drive or drives folder and folders to select one. That's pretty conventional Windows stuff.
O equals overwrite files without prompting. Checkbox checked.
And you can uncheck this checkbox if you don't want it to overwrite files, but since this is probably the first time you're running this self-extracting process, there won't be any files to be overwritten.
U equals unzip button.
And there's the unzip button, and I'll press enter on it.
Dialog, winzip self-extractor, close box disabled, 14 file S unzip successfully, default button, OK button, OK.
And it said there were 14 files that were unzipped successfully, and puts us on an OK button. I'll press space to take care of the OK.
Space, edit box, F equals un-
And that takes us back into the dialog box, and you have to tab to the close button. Well, I think the close button's probably the default button, but shift tab a couple of times will get us there too.
C equals close button.
And I'll press enter on the close button.
Desktop, computer, 1 of 32, list view.
So everything you need is now in C:\BT. To run the translation process, you do it from the run dialog, and to get there, of course, it's Windows key Control R. Windows key R.
Combo, edit box, O equals opens.
And you have two different things to key in. You can either do Braille to text or text to Braille. To do Braille to text, which is what I'll do first, you key C:\BT. BT, or whichever drive and folder you unzip the files in, backslash, then BRF, the number 2, TXT, space, and then the drive folder and file name of the Braille file, space, and the drive folder and file name of the text file. So I'll key that in.
C.
If I could only type.
C:\BT\BRF. 2, TXT, space.
And I have a folder called Mags on my D drive, where I happen to have part 1 of PC World for July.
D:\Mags\PCW\BRF, space.
And I might as well put the converted text in the same place.
D:\Mags\.
PCW.txt.
.txt.
And now when I press enter, it's going to do the conversion, and there will be a series of clicks come out of the computer speaker. I doubt that you can hear them because the computer's a fair distance away. But there's a click for every page that is converted. Now, this is the PC speaker, not the speakers that you're that are attached to the sound card. So I'll press enter on this.
Desktop, BRF2TXT France. Computer, 1 of 32, list view.
And it takes me back to the desktop. Now, to verify that that actually happened, there's a couple of things we can do. First of all, I think I'll check that file to make sure that it's there and that it is halfway readable. I'm going to use a version of Notepad called Metapad because it doesn't have as much restriction as to the size of the file that it can read, and it works pretty well.
New file Metapad, rich edit.
And I happen to have a hotkey for it, which is Control-Alt-M. And it is now open, and Control-O will let me key in the file I want to open.
edit box, N equals file name.
And I'll key in.
D colon backslash M-A-G-S backslash P-C-W period T-X-T.
And press enter.
New file metapad.
And let's see if the read to end will read this.
PC World July 2002 Volume 20 No. 7 Part 1 of 3 Part Pages IX and 1104 Kevin Keen Editorial Director PC World Communications Incorporated 501 Second Street No. 600 San Francisco Con 94107 Content Title Print Rail Page Part 1 Resources How to Contact PC World 60 Departments Up Front 19 News and Print News Pentium 4 Outraces AMD Finally 22 Enhancements in both the chip and the front side bus have enabled Intel's fastest blast to overtake AMD's fastest Tatlin XP. But
That's kind of an interesting article. The very first one about Pentium 4 versus AMD. I'll have to read that and see what they have to say. So that sounds halfway reasonable. Now to show you what a grade 2 Braille file looks like in a text editor, I'll do Control Open and take a quick look at that.
Edit box N equals D colon backslash M G A A G M.
Really can't type this morning.
M S S A G S backslash C dot period B R F DMAC PCW dot IBM.
And I'll use the read end hotkey.
PCW July BJJB volume BJ104GPSCPS pages semicolon I semicolon XAJD cab 9MC comma K1 editorial director PCWMUNIC comma NS19.
Okay, that's enough of that. So you can see that it was a grade 2 file that I had, and it did convert it to text, which was fairly readable. Now there's another file that this little routine creates with status information, and it's called stat.txt, and it is put into the folder where you unzipped or extracted the files to. In this case, it's C:\BT. And I'll do Control O in the metapad here, and we'll take a quick look at that.
Edit box NEC colon backslash B T backslash F T A T T T X T D Mac P C I beam N F B trans status file grade 2 Braille to text trans version 7.70/0907022/1036 input file D Mac P C W dot B R F initialization 17 TM 13 TM 11 translation time 0:03 input lines 27:51 max.
Okay, I'm going to stop this and go through a couple of lines here because it gives you all kind of statistical information about the translation.
Input line 2751.
That's the number of input lines, 2751. What's before that?
Translation time 0:03.
Oh, it took 3 seconds to convert it.
Initialization 17 TM.
Okay.
Input max line length 38 and line 117.
Okay, the maximum line length was 38 characters and whichever line it was.
Remove page numbers 90.
Remove 90 page numbers.
Lines per page 25.
That's lines per page.
Lin length 99.
Lin length 99.
Pages in file 111.
111 pages.
Pages in box 111.
And it just goes on and on and on. Now when you convert text to Braille, it gives you a bunch of other useless information, such as how many dots, total dot ones, total dot twos, total dot three, and there are ways with the configuration file, which is nfbtrans.cnf, that you can control all sorts of things, which Randy talked about in his review on the previous main menu program about nfbtrans. So you can get into that file and configure it to and I'll do anything that you want it to do almost. So that's pretty much the extent of the little process. Once again, to do Braille to text, it's BRF2TXT, and text to Braille is TXT to BRF. I'm going to close out Metapad here with Alt F4.
Desktop computer 1 of.
And I said that I'd show you how you can find the equivalent DOS file name of a Windows long file name. So I'm going to go into my computer.
C, computer, computer, top 3.
And I'm going to go to the C drive.
Hard drive, CC, top 8.
And I have two files here called accounting1.txt and accounting2.txt. 1kb.txt.
5A, scroll down, accounting 1.txt, 1kb text document.
Okay, there's accounting 1. And I'll arrow down to
scroll
the
down,
next
accounting
one.
Accounting 2.txt, 1kb text document, 0907.
Accounting 2.txt. Now, since the first six characters of both these files are the same, they are going to have slightly different DOS equivalent file names. And a way to find that out is when you're selected, when you've selected the file, press the context key.
Context menu.
Tab. Arrow up to
R equals properties.
Properties. Press enter.
Menu closed. R equals general 1 tab control.
And this puts you on a one-page property sheet. And then with the mouse keys. Now, I don't know how JAWS might work with this. JAWS might read this information without having to use the JAWS cursor or what other equivalent cursors there are. But Window Eyes doesn't, so you have to use the mouse keys. And I like to usually go to the top left with the numpad 7 key.
Top left.
And then read down a line at a time with the numpad 2 key.
General.
That's the general tab.
Graphic. Accounting2.txt. IBM.
Accounting2.txt. That's the Windows file name.
Type.
Type.
Text document.
It's a text,
IBM.
Text document.
Location. C.
It's on drive C.
Size. 20B. Test 20 bytes. Arrow.
20 bytes.
MS-DOS name.
Ah, there's MS-DOS name.
Account2.txt.
And since punctuation, I don't have punctuation turned on. You didn't hear the tilde, but I'll go over this
colon.
A character at a time.
A, C, C, O, U, N, tilde, 2, period, T, X, T.
So notice it was A, C, C, O, U, N, tilde, 2 dot TXT. That's because there's also an accounting 1, which has the same six characters that are identical to the first six characters of this file name. So if you ever want to use a long file name with NFB trans and don't want to rename it, you can find out what the equivalent file name in DOS is by doing this. And now if you once you found out that this is ACCOUN tilde 2.txt, that's what you would key in as the first file name for the NFB trans process. So I'll press escape to get out of that property sheet and Alt-F4 to close out this
desktop
window and get back to the desktop. There is something I should probably clarify. When you do a BRF to TXT, the first file that you specify is the Braille file, and then the second file is the text file. But when you do a TXT to BRF, then the first file that you specify is the text file, and the second file, the Braille file. So the first file name is always the input to the conversion, and the second file is always the output to the conversion. The stat.txt file might contain a couple of error messages if the translation wasn't successful. For example, if you don't specify an input or output file, there will be a message in the stat.txt telling you so, that you didn't specify input file or you didn't specify output file, or if you specify an input file that doesn't exist, it'll tell you that also. The reason these messages are in the stat.txt file is that I don't know of a way to have a DOS batch file transfer a message to Windows, which Windows can then display. It would be nice if somebody might know of a way that I could do that. In other words, pass a message along to, if there are errors, I could pass the error messages along to Windows, and then Windows could display it, but I don't know of a way to do that. In the file C:\BT, or whatever file you chose to unzip the files into, there's a readme.txt file, which Randy put together for the NFB trans program. There's also an nfbtrans.txt file, which explains a lot about the program. And then I put together some documentation for this particular process of running the NFB Trans program from Windows, and that's called btreadme.txt. And you can find all of those in the directory that you unzipped the files to. There's also the configuration file for NFB Trans, which is nfbtrans.cnf. And there's some other files in that folder, too, which if you're into DOS, you may or may not find interesting. Once again, you can get the program. You can get a copy of an MP3 file of what you're listening to now or listen to it at www.tjsite.org/bt. This process does work in Windows 95, Windows 98, Windows ME, and Windows XP. My email address is tom@tjsite.org. That's tom@tjsite.org.